Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Are you ready for some legendary gridiron nostalgia? Well, in this episode, we discuss a research organization on football that forms, Thunder Strikes, and some Hall members like Bailey, Hudson, Warner, and O'Brien are remembered on their birthdays. We have this and more coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com once again, and I want to thank you for joining us and welcome to the Pigpen once again for some great, energizing football history that you are just waiting to hear each and every day of the year, because we bring it 365 days a year to fill that football mind of yours with all these great thoughts of football history, because it's a game we love. We love to watch it. We love to think about it, and we have to think about the history, because you can't go forward unless you know where you've come from, and we're going to bring that to you right now for this June 22nd. We're going to go all the way back into history headlines to June 22nd, 1979. And a Pro Football Researchers Association forms in Canton, Ohio. The exclusive nonprofit group is touted by their website, includes that many of football's foremost writers and historians, and they are there to preserve the great professional football history. And you make sure we've had a lot of experts from the PFRA on our, like George Bozica, Joe Ziemba, and many more. And it's make sure you get some of their writings and readings on the internet, and you can become a member for $35 a year, and you get that great Coffin Corner magazine that just brings some great football history to you every couple months, I believe is how that goes. June 22nd, 2002, the Berlin Thunder become the first team to win back-to-back NFL Europe World Bowls as they defeated the Rhein Thunder in the Thunder's home stadium. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like we often do, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other great Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. For your free 7 days of newspapers.com. Now let's go to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this June 22nd, and we're going to start off in 1917 in Dallas, Texas. Big D, TCU's legendary quarterback from 1936 to 1938, Davey O'Brien arrived into the world. Texas Christian was blessed with that O'Brien got to watch the great Sammy Baugh for a season or two as a starter before he took the reins himself as the Horned Frog signal caller. Learn as an understudy, he did too. The National Football Foundation tells us that like Baugh, O'Brien was destined to drive the enemy defenses daffy with his incredible passing feats. Dutch Meyer, who coached both quarterbacks at TCU, compared the prize pupil, saying Ball was a better all-around player than O'Brien and a better passer, but as a field general, Davey was never equaled. He was the finest play selector I've ever seen. In 1938, O'Brien led TCU to an undefeated season and a national championship. He won the Heisman and Maxwell Awards and threw 19 touchdown passes that season. Davey O'Brien's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1955. And after graduation, O'Brien played 2 years with the Philadelphia Eagles for 1930 and 1940 season and was an All-Pro and Rookie of the Year in 1939. He then surprisingly quit football and spent 10 years as a special agent for the FBI before moving on to go into the business world. June 22, 1962. Everett Washington, Gordon Hudson, the Brigham Young University tight end from 1980 to 1983 was born. The footballfoundation.org lets us in that there was a two-time unanimous All-American player that holds NCAA records for the most passes caught per game by a tight end with 5.4, most career yards per game by a tight end, and a whopping 75.3 with the most yards in a game by a tight end, and a staggering 259 yards against Utah. As a senior, he teamed with Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young to haul in an NCAA record 44 catches and 6 touchdowns in an injury-shortened season. When he completed his college career, he held the NCAA record for the most receiving yards by a tight end with 2,484 yards, and the National Football Foundation selected Gordon Hudson for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2009. After school was completed, Gordon played 2 seasons in the USFL with the Los Angeles Express franchise and 1 season in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks. On June 22, 1971, Kurt Warner, he was a Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined quarterback that played for the Rams, Giants, and the Cardinals. And for more on Kurt, you can see our Inspiration Sensation article by clicking on the Kurt Warner Inspiration. And that link we have on our podcast for this June 22nd. Now in it, we show that Kurt played for Northern Iowa during his college career. And then when he graduated, he wanted to try to keep his career going in the NFL. But after being undrafted in 1994, he did get an invite by the Green Bay Packers to go to camp, but was cut after spending 5 weeks on the team. His dream was a bruised bit, but his spirit was not shaken. He had took a job restocking shelves at a local Cedar Rapids store until he had received an opportunity to play arena football with the Iowa Barnstormers of the Arena Football League. Kurt had some good success too in the arena game, so that the Rams took notice and sent him to NFL Europe to develop. Eventually, he became the starting quarterback of the then St. Louis franchise after the quarterbacks ahead of him suffered injuries. Rams coach Dick Vermeil had faith in the 28-year-old journeyman, and it paid off as Kurt led them to a Super Bowl victory in his second season with the team. Warner found himself to be the ringleader of what the media called the greatest show on turf, a prolific passing offense that complemented by a strong running back named Marshall Faulk. In the Super Bowl win, Warner was named as the game's MVP after throwing a whopping record 414 yards on the big stage. In his pro career, he earned the league's annual MVP award twice, played in 3 Super Bowls, and inspired people everywhere not to give up on their dreams. He is also a great role model as a father, a husband, and just an awesome human being. He is now found as a commentator most often on NFL Network, and just a great person, great story that Kurt Warner had, and we are glad that we were able to bring that to you. June 22, 1978, Champ Bailey, a Pro Football Hall of Fame cornerback that played for the Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos during his 15-year career in the NFL. Champ was selected to a whopping 12 Pro Bowls and was a first-team All-Pro 3 times. Bailey prepared for the NFL by playing for the Georgia Bulldogs in college. And as a pro, he registered 52 interceptions in 215 games played. Truly a shutdown ball hawking corner, and what a great one he was, just like the rest of our Hall of Famers. Got to watch at least a few of those that we talked about today, and reading about the other ones that I didn't get to watch during my lifetime, they're exciting too. Just some great football history. We hope you enjoyed it, because we sure enjoyed bringing it to you today, and just like we do each and every day, we hope you'll join us tomorrow. We'll have the June 23rd episode, and we'll just keep going on and on, because we love that football history, to bringing it to you each and every day, piecemealing it, just so we try to cover everything that we possibly can with every event and every person that we can think of. So if you want to, please subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast provider. Check us out at pigskindispatch.com. See us on the sportshistorynetwork.com. Email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Pigskin Dispatch. We post multiple times every day. You can also go on Facebook, Pigskin Dispatch. That's the name. I think you get the hint. A lot of Pigskin Dispatch out there. And we hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. We're sure glad that you did today. And we really appreciate you, our listeners. And, we want to keep going here, folks, and keep doing things. We're going to complete that 1 year around lap on September 1st. And that's our goal, hit 365 days. We'll probably have over 400 podcast episodes in our first year of podcasting. And we're pretty excited about that. And we couldn't do it without you, the listener. So make sure you check those things out that we mentioned earlier. See us regularly on pigskindispatch.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.